Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by Satanic International Network. You're listening to the Ooze.
I'm on the cage. Every foul wicked spirit is the host, the Ooze.
20 minutes, dead or alive, on the Ooze. Right now.
On the Ooze, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
The whole point.
To really happen to have material current
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now onto our show.
All right, man, it is the Ooze Outbreak Edition, and you are listening in 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sunday evening. As always, TC Downey and Jason Sorrell here. Can barely say my own name. What's going on, TC?
shit, man. I'm a little bit fucking hoarse, but I'm excited, dude. Tonight's the 111th show, which kind of is cool because it's immediately following the fact that we broke the 3,800 listens last month. So, the show's really fucking just taken off, and we're celebrating 111 episodes tonight. I got to go to a concert last night, which is why I sound like absolute shit. Screaming at the top of my lungs for a good fucking, like, I don't know, 6 hours or whatever it was that I was doing it. It's just ridiculous. So.
Right on. So, well, yeah, hell yeah. Who did you go see?
Actually, we went to an event called 98 Rock Fest. It's a local radio station that puts together like a venue of like 7 or 8 bands. So there was a band called Hailstorm, a band called Seether, Theory of Dead Man, Three Doors Down. I'm trying to remember all the rest of them. I guess you could look it up if you're really interested. But, there's like 7, 8 good bands all right in a row. I mean, Hailstorm, man, I don't know if you've ever heard them, but that chick that sings for them, she's got a fucking serious voice on her, dude. It almost makes the content of the music worth listening to.
right on. So it's Hailstorm, female lead, I'll check that out.
Yeah, she's just wicked, dude. She, Trying to remember what song it was last night, but it's traditionally Slave to the Grind by Skid Row they covered, and she did a fucking phenomenal job. I've never heard a girl sing the song before, but Sebastian Bach got a run for his money last night.
That's cool, man. I saw the pictures on Facebook that you posted, too, of the event, kind of hanging out there and everything else, so... If you haven't seen these pictures yet, you should check them out. Fucking, you got Chewbacca's cousin standing there by that 98 Rocker van. Is that what it was?
98 Rock.
98 Rock, right on. Yeah, so check that out if you're friends with TC on Facebook. Get an eye full of his girlfriend, too.
Yeah.
Very cool, man. So, tonight, 111th episode, we're going to be talking about... we're going to be talking about basically how to make money from Satanism and from worshiping the devil. And I want to kind of set the premise here. I want to kind of explain where this is going. The assumption is, what we're going to be talking about tonight, the devil is real. Everything you've heard, everything, like all the mythology, all the Christianity, all that bullshit, it's the real deal. Satan wants your soul, and he's willing to make you happy and give you money to get it. Okay, but you have to be smart about the way you broker your soul, and you have to be smart about what it is you're going to be doing. So we're going to be talking about how to maximize the benefit of selling your soul to Satan, you know, what's going on with all that, and how people may, you know, sometimes go wrong with this whole exchange, the whole soul-selling thing. So I guess if we got people who want to call in about this, I don't know if anybody's going to call in about this or not, the guest number to call in is 347-989-1371. So if you've got any comments or questions about selling your soul to Satan and the information we're putting out there tonight, feel free to give us a call.
Right on.
So,
now,
I'm assuming,
Jason, since I know you, you've already got some foolproof plan on how to do this. You know exactly how to maximize this shit. So I'm interested to hear what you got to say, man.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be, I don't know if it's a foolproof plan. I mean, every adventure financially, every investment, there's an element of risk. So do keep in mind that there is an element of risk involved in selling your soul to Satan or any other entity that's interested in your soul as a commodity. And I kind of want to start there, too, with the soul as a commodity. I mean, we're in an interesting situation as human beings with our souls. We've got two universal heavyweights. We've got, you know, Jehovah, the creator God, whatever, who wants your soul, and he wants you basically to give your soul to him for free. Not only does he want you to give it to him for free, he wants you to actually work hard and worship him, and when you do finally get to, you know, your reward for worshiping Jehovah and giving your soul to Jehovah and everything else, is that you can get to continue to kiss his ass for eternity. Okay? Now, I don't know how you feel about that, but that doesn't sound like a very good deal to me, okay? That sounds like a load of bullshit.
Yeah.
On the other hand, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it kind of makes you think of Ming the Merciless or somebody, yeah?
Right. I mean, what's the point? What's the point of giving your soul away to just some guy who's just a complete narcissist and everything and only wants you to kiss his ass for the rest of eternity? That doesn't make any sense. Now, on the other hand, we got Satan. Now, what he's offering, okay, what he wants to give you for your soul is pretty much anything you ask for, because he recognizes that, you know, having the right people to hang out with for eternity is going to be key when the shit finally hits the fan. That he wants the right players in place. He wants the right people on his end of things. And this whole thing about there being some sort of war between hell and heaven and the fallen angels and everything else, that's overblown, okay? That's propaganda right there. Really, it's just a disagreement. It's just a discussion between two people. And your soul is like a chip that can be used by either side to give weight to their argument. Satan says that he's got the right plan, he's got the right idea. He says that people don't want to be, they don't want to cower in fear, they don't want to worship an authority figure. They just want somebody to hang out and party with, okay? And that's who Satan is. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, there's some caveats to this, because Satan and his fallen angels, they party a little bit harder than what we're used to here on the earthly plane, okay? And there's some shit that goes down sometimes that you might not find pleasant. I mean, everybody has a different idea of what pleasure is. You know what I mean, TC?
Yeah, I do know what you mean, man. Like, everybody has a different deal of what pleasure is.
Right. See, a spanking with a spiked paddle for me is not a good time. But for my girlfriend, on the other hand, she thinks that shit's great. So there's different things that you need to broker for, and that's something to keep in mind. Now, you're going to be selling your soul, okay? And what this thing is, I mean, have you ever used your soul? Have you ever had any reason to do anything with your soul? Has your soul helped you dig a ditch or start your car or get your taxes prepared or anything else? Hell no. I mean, it's practically useless anyways, your soul. So it's only of value to those people that know how to broker it, okay? And that would be Jehovah or Satan or any one of Satan's representatives, okay? And we're going to go into that here in just a moment about Satan's representatives. But you're going to be, you're giving something away that you barely use anyways. You just happen to have come equipped with it. So it's not like you're going to be losing anything. And, I mean, since you're going to be using your soul, basically, is going to be going to hell, where you're going to be spending eternity, you want to make sure that when you broker your deal with the devil or one of his representatives, that you get the most bang for your buck. Okay?
Right on.
So if you're looking at the traditional Faustian contract, that's probably the simplest way to go. Okay, there's a bunch of different ways to sell your soul to Satan, and some people accidentally, through, you know, default, end up giving their souls to Satan anyways. And that's not the way to go. Okay, if you're going to, you want to be active in the process of giving your soul to Satan. You want to make sure that when you're out there doing what you do, you know, there's these seven deadly sins, all these different things you could do to accidentally have your soul go to Satan or what have you, just by default. Okay, you want to make sure, though, that you're in a position to reap the maximum benefits from selling your soul to Satan, okay? So the Faustian contract is probably the most straightforward way to go about this. Now, where you see these contracts, and there are other people that have tried these contracts, and basically, of course, the propaganda engine, Jehovah's propaganda engine, wants you to think that these contracts are bad and that you're going to get burned, okay? it's a good idea to think about two things. First of all, consider extending your period of time here on Earth in exchange for your soul, okay? That you want to live an unnatural amount of time. Now, there are some people that would sit there and say, you know what, you should go for immortality. You should ask for immortality in exchange for your soul. Well, no, Satan in his right mind is going to go ahead and go with that deal because he's not getting anything for it. You know, so Satan's not an idiot, but he's willing to work with you. He's willing to compromise, okay? So, prior to your contract, one of the things you want to broker for is you want to broker for an extended period of time here on Earth because you want to get as much out of your material existence as possible, okay? So along with the wealth, along with the women, along with the power and everything else, you want to make sure that you get yourself, you know, 300 or 400 years, 500 years. You know what? If you're a traditionalist, go for 666 years of life, okay? Satan will dig that, all right? If you go for 666 years, 666, the number really doesn't mean anything to him. But he likes a good gag. He likes a good spoof. So if you go for 666 years worth of life, that's probably the way to go. Okay.
Now let me ask you to really get value attached to your soul. Do you think it's the unclean, the clean soul, you know, the pure soul? Do you want to like try to stay untouched and unscathed, or do you think it's better if it's dirty and colorful?
Well, you absolutely want your soul to be corroded as possible, and this is why, okay? If you're not tainted, if you're not dirty, if your soul isn't befouled, this is a value judgment that isn't what I share, okay? This is a value judgment based on the morality and everything else pushed by, you know, the Christian religion, okay? So you want to go in that direction. You want to go for the soul taint, because Satan appreciates a soul that is seasoned, and that's what I would call it, okay? A soul that is experienced, that has some personality, that has some character, that has some dents in it, you know? You don't want to buy just get that brand-new pristine soul that as soon as you try to push it up to, you know, 200 miles an hour, it breaks down because, you know, the engine just can't handle it. No, you want to know that that soul has some experience and some performance behind it. So you want to get some mileage out of your soul, which is why you want to make sure that in your contract you ask for, you broker for, an extended period of life, because you want to make sure you get out there and do some shit. And I'm going to be getting more into that here as we go. So you're brokering, first of all, for an extended period of life. The other thing you want to broker for, the other thing you want to try to get, is that you want everything that is material in the world. You want to basically be given to you. So any adventure, any risk, or any effort you make for your own pleasure. Okay. Now there are those who would think, okay, I want wealth by having a corporation I can run, or I want to be the head of some government, or I want to be no, you don't want any of those headaches. All you want is basically an unlimited source of income that you don't have to do shit to get. Okay? Just wish for whatever the fuck it is you want. Unlimited source of income. If you want it, you get it. That's pretty much that's secure the material aspect. As far as women and everything else, you know, you want to have the ability to choose when it is. I say, and I'm speaking as a man, so that our female listeners, if you want a man or a woman or whatever your particular sexual proclivity is, you want to make sure that you can choose when it is that attractive ability that you have, whatever, you know, that Satan power that makes you sexually desirable and irresistible to the opposite sex or whatever gender you're interested in. You want to be able to turn that off and on. You don't want to have it constantly going on, because then you lose, it's fun for a while. Trust me, it's fun for a while to be totally irresistible and everything else and always have women at your beck and call. But it does get old pretty soon, and you want the challenge, okay? Especially if you're going to be kicking around for six centuries. You definitely want to have a challenge every now and then. So,
yeah, I would think it would be important to try to get some, you know, good physical shape, too. Your body should naturally be, like, at its peak.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. That's the other thing. Along with the long life, you don't want to spend 500 years old and you know, crippled or whatever. You want to make sure that you're in the best possible physical shape for the entire 666 years you're going to be kicking around. So definitely, that's definitely a good idea. And the other thing, I guess, is you got your money, you got the women taken care of. Maybe, and this is the part of the Faustian contract that I thought was brilliant on Faust's part, was that he wanted unlimited knowledge, the ability to gain unlimited knowledge of the universe, okay? You're going to be kicking around for 666 years. or get some superpowers so you don't have to hang out on this planet. Maybe you want to go see some other shit. Maybe you want to go see some, you know, some other galaxy or something like that. Work it in there. I mean, because, you know, the devil can do that kind of shit. He's got that kind of ability, and he is willing to do it for you, okay? So that's the other thing to think and keep in mind. Now, what he's getting for your soul, it's well worth it for him to give you superpowers and let you go wherever you want to go and do whatever you want to do, okay? So work that into your contract, and I would recommend that if this is troubling to you, if you have trouble writing out a good contract and looking for loopholes and everything else, contact a lawyer, because most lawyers have experience in selling souls to the devil.
Okay. Right.
So,
I get a little bit of lifespan extension every time they get one wrapped up for them. You know, it's like a bonus.
Right, there you go. And that brings me to my next point, okay? Because, yes, you can sell your soul to the devil, and that's all fine and good, but why stop there? Why not become a soul broker for Satan? I mean, why not just, I mean, that way he's more likely to cater to your demands or cater to your needs on this contract and everything else. If you let him know that not only are you going to give him your soul, but you're going to go out there and actively advertise and pursue other souls for Satan, that you're going to be that broker, that middleman, that makes sure that Satan's getting the high-quality souls. I mean, you take away some of his overhead by working for him, and you put yourself in a better position with the man. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense.
So now as far as, you know, when you write up the contract, you get all that taken care of, and you're planning to be a broker for Satan, there's a bunch of different ways. I mean, you can look up, you know, medieval texts or whatever. You can get on Google, and there's a bunch of different ways to sell your soul and contact demons and what have you, okay? My thing is, if you're going to contact a demon, the way that I do it, okay, is you get blind, hammered, drunk, okay? You know, smoke some pot, do some crazy shit, get blind, hammered, drunk, all right? And then while you're blind, hammered, drunk, just out of your fucking mind, okay, get a blowjob, all right? So you're blind, hammered, drunk, and you're getting a blowjob, all right? And then you just have to have a coherent, you know, a coherent thought, and you just have to go, you know, you basically just have to wish for one of Satan's minions. They're already watching. They're already checking you out. You're already doing what you need to do to get, you know, get their attention. So all you have to do is let them know that you're available, okay? And that's just in your head saying, you know, I'm ready to deal, basically. Satan, I'm ready to deal. That's all you have to say in your head over and over again is, Satan, I'm ready to deal, okay? So before we go any further, I guess we got a guy on the switchboard. Let me go ahead, or girl, I don't know. Let me go ahead and bring this on. Let me see here. 661 area code, you are on the outbreak position. What's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hello. Hey, this is Prince of Darkness, by the way. I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you guys' show for quite some time now, and I totally agree and resonate with everything you said. What's your name, son?
Oh, this is Jason. And that was TT.
Right. Now, you talk about selling your soul to the devil and all that. And for me, it just started out when I made my first album. It's entitled Black Sabbath.
I've heard of this band, Black Sabbath, and this album, yes.
Right. Now, it, pretty much everything you just talked about, the whole blowjob and whatnot and the rap concert and getting hammered, and it's pretty much what it's all about. And then, you know, you pretty much say I'm ready to deal, and it takes off from there.
There you go, exactly. So you know, validation is just what we're talking about. You're absolutely right. It's not, you don't have to, no bloody contracts, no bullshit with sacrifices or whatever. Just be willing, like you said, TC, they don't want a pure soul. They don't want anybody pure. They want some taint there. They want you to be, they want to see that you're able to wheel and deal and you're able to make some shit happen, and that's how they're going to get their attention. And then just saying, Satan, I'm ready to deal, that's what will bring you, you know, on board, basically. You'll be able to begin your negotiations.
Right. Now, and on top of that, what you really have to do is, I mean, if you really want to sell your soul, you just got to create some good, you know, art, music, or whatever the fuck it is you do, and then it's just the rest of it just comes naturally. And you know, it's like when you're dealing, really, the contracts are for, you know, this real world stuff. You know, that really, it's a lot more simpler than that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And if you're the Prince of Darkness I'm thinking of, I remember in the 80s, things were a little rough for you. You kind of had a perm going on during the concert. You're wearing a muumuu. But you renewed your contract with Satan. He gave you a younger body. You got all that worked out, and all of a sudden you're back on top again. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I barely
remember that. I mean, seriously, when you get out of that, when you get out of it for a little while, you know, you're kind of stuck. I mean, every artist and musician goes through that from time to time. But what you have to do is, you really have to roll with the punches, man. I mean, the other side will try to recruit you, too, and you just can't let that happen, no matter how, you know, old you get or, you know, how burnt out you are. You're going to keep going with it, you know, just roll and say, this is a part of life. And, you know, this is the best deal you've had so far. Might as well keep going, you know?
Absolutely. And that's something we're going to be talking about here in just a moment, is what to do after you broke with the contract and how to avoid basically rejecting your contract and going to the other side, because they will try to recruit you when they find out you're a player, when you find out that you're wheeling and dealing on a universal level. Absolutely.
Right. And I don't recommend, you know, staying in that in-between spot, like, because, like, I'll tell you, those moomers, they're not all that cracked up to me. I mean, fucking, you can feel all that fucking breeze just going through you. I mean, like, shit, man, sometimes it gets cold, and you're just like, you know, fuck that. You don't want to be in that position.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we got to go ahead and go. We got to go ahead and move on the show, but I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in.
All right. You have a good one now.
You too.
Awesome.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, the Prince of Darkness calling in. You know the deal. This is. We're not bullshitting you here on the Ooze, okay? This is the real deal. You're getting the real shit here. So anyways, you're brokering the deal. Now, one of the things you're going to need to think about are the different demonic names that are out there, the different heavyweights in hell that actually deal in material goods and everything else. Now, you're actually probably not going to speak directly with one of these representatives, because these are upper management folks, okay? They're basically, you know, they're out there, you know, playing golf with Satan and everything else, keeping everything running with the business and everything that's going on here. You're going to deal with a lower-level demon, basically. But by knowing these names, that will help you along. So some of the names that are out there that are deal with wealth and things like that, there's Mammon, there's Asmodeus. He's a favorite of a lot of people. You know, Asmodeus. Plutus is available if you're interested in contacting Plutus. And what you do is, you're thinking about saying, I'm ready to deal. You want to think about these names. You want to keep them in mind, not because you're trying to contact these demons, but when a representative of Satan shows up, you want to show that you know some of the inner workings, that you've actually taken an interest in the business, okay? Especially if you're going to be doing the brokering souls, okay? So you want to show that you know how it works. You know some of the folks that are out there. You've done your homework and everything else, okay? So now then, so you broker your deal, basically. Now you want to make sure, again, you've got a solid contract. You've worked in some privileges for you. The other end of it you want to think of, obviously, when the contract has to be fulfilled, your soul goes to hell, okay? Now, for a lot of people who don't think about what happens in hell, what needs to happen in hell and everything else, they don't recognize that, again, pleasure and everything else has different meanings to different people, okay? And if you're not prepared, if you're not ready to go to hell when setting up this contract, you might find yourself in a position that you're not very, you're not happy with. You don't, you might not like the conditions on which your soul's being used in hell. Okay? So the other half of your contract, the part B of your contract, you need to broker the agreement on what's going to happen with your soul after your demise. Okay? Satan just wants your soul in hell, basically. The rest of it's just, you know, it's just gravy as far as he's concerned. So you can be, you know, swimming in a lake of fire for eternity, or you can be hanging out in a pool hall watching strippers for eternity. Okay? Because they have that shit in hell. I mean, why wouldn't they have that shit in hell, right?
Right on.
Okay? So, you know, you just got to be a little bit smarter about what it is. And, you know, you want to make sure that your eternity in hell is just as posh, just as pleasant, just as enjoyable as your life on earth. You want to make sure that all the things that you care about, all the things you're interested in, are there for you, to, you know, for your, at your leisure, for you to use in hell. And, you know, so it means that, you know, maybe at some point you might get called up to, you know, actually go to war as a minion of Satan and everything else. You might have to do a possession or a house haunting or some other menial shit every once in a while. But it's not a big deal if when you go to hell, you're there with strippers and, you know, booze and whatever else you're interested in at your fingertips, hanging out, you know. And, hey, you know what, don't even think of, and as far as having sex or whatever, you haven't lived until you fucked a succubus. Okay, I'm telling you right now, you know, regular women fine and good and everything else, but a succubus will do just amazing things to you, which is why I keep one here in my home.
Right on, man. Right on. You know, I'm actually kind of putting a little thought into this, man. And if the brokering thing doesn't really work out for you, you could always run some kind of racket, like a extortion racket. You know, where basically, you know, you trick people into thinking that as long as they give you your soul to send to hell, you know, that everything will be okay while they're here on Earth. You know.
Right, and yeah, it doesn't matter how if you're brokering for souls, or you're trying to get souls. It doesn't matter what they think they're getting for their soul or whatever. You know, if they don't take the steps that you take, if they don't do what you've done to broker your deal in hell, well, you know what? That's their fucking problem. Okay, you need to worry about number one, you, and then Satan, then you. Number one and number two. That's what you need to worry about. All right, and remember, in this deal, you will be number two.
Right on.
Okay, so we got 35 minutes left. What I wanted to talk about next is a lot of people, when they broker their deal, okay, they've worked now, they've got the expanded lifetime that they're going to be alive, they've got the ability for ultimate wisdom to go check out other places in the universe and everything else, they can attract the opposite sex, they have wealth, they have everything they want, there's a little bit of adventure in their life because they make sure they can turn it off and on whenever they want and all that, they've worked out what deal they're going to have after they die. So you got the contract, now you need to think about what it is you're going to do here in the material world after you've actually made the deal. And like I said earlier, Satan wants your soul to be seasoned. He wants your soul to have some things going, you know, to have some nicks, some cuts, some dents. He wants to see that you have the ability to really enjoy and appreciate what it is he's given you. Okay? So it's pretty easy. Basically, everything that your mom told you not to do, go out and do it. Okay? Everything that your teacher in elementary school told you not to go out and do, go out and do it. Go out and have a good time. Get blind fucking drunk again. Go out and, you know, frequent strip halls. You know, fuck it. Buy a strip club or whatever. Go out there and, you know what? Vote for Republicans. Okay? Go out and vote for Republicans. What else you want to do? Take candy from children. Just every little fucking thing you do. Now, I'm not going to advocate anybody does anything illegal. Okay, that's where I'm going to have to draw the line tonight, because this is a family show, and I don't want to advocate anything that could get anybody in trouble. So I wouldn't want anybody going out and doing or dealing drugs. I wouldn't want anybody going out starting a prostitution ring. I wouldn't want anybody going out owning having any type of white slavery thing going on. Don't do any of that. That's a definite no-no. Don't go out and go to some third world country and kill a bunch of people, because while Satan would appreciate that shit, that is illegal and that will get you in trouble. So don't do any of that shit. Don't go rape a nun, okay? Raping a nun, as fun as that might sound and as interesting that would be for Satan, that scores big points with Satan, but I can't advocate on this show that you go out and do that. So just be aware that what we're talking about, just have good, clean, morally questionable fun, but don't do anything illegal.
Right on, right on. I mean, it's not like we're telling them to go out there and punch babies and knock over old people.
Right, right. Go, yeah, we're not saying go out there and knock over old people. We're not saying to go to some rest home and spike the punch with Viagra and then just watch what shit goes on, because that would be bad. That would be illegal. That would get you in trouble. So don't do anything like that, okay? Don't make snuff films. Don't go out and kill the last of an endangered species. Don't do these things, because although Satan would get a chuckle all that, and you probably get a little bit of points when you go to hell and everything else, because, you know, you're the type of soul that he wants to hang out with, and that's the thing, okay? Then what you're trying to do is you want to make sure that, first of all, when you do go to hell, that you're not in the ghetto, that you're not in the suburbs, but you're up in the posh penthouse with the rollers, man. You want to be up there with the high rollers and everything else. You want Satan to be on the golf course going, you know what? Did you hear about that crazy shit T.C. Downey did when he was on Earth? Fuck, man, we got to get him here. We have a drink with that dude. That's what you want to happen. So that's the kind of shit you do, okay? But that's illegal, because here on the news we don't advocate anything that is illegal at all, like, you know, punching babies or fucking nuns or anything like that. No, no, no. Don't do that shit.
And fucking a nun is illegal.
Well, we're raping a nun, because, you know, if she's into it, well then, yeah, that's just like fucking any other girl. But again, we're not advocating you do that, so don't anybody go out and do that. You know, the TC and Jason did not tell anybody here tonight that although it'll score big points with Satan, you should go out and rape a nun. Do not do that. That's not part of what we're about here on this show.
Right. No burning churches, none of that shit.
Right. No burning churches, no matter how they smile about that in hell, no matter how much fun they think that is when you burn a church or whatever, don't go out and do that. And again, the other thing you need to think about while you're going out and doing this, okay, some of you will be tempted to backslide, okay? Some of you will get this contract, get this great deal, get this whole thing going on, and you'll think, you know what? What if not only Satan was lying to me? What if Jason was lying to me too? Now, folks, I'm never going to steer you wrong, all right? But I know it. You know, I'm a guy, I have a voice on the internet and everything else. It's hard to trust just a voice on the internet. But you might be tempted to backslide, and you'll get the advocates of the other side coming along, maybe one to try to turn you away or whatever. First of all, doing all the crazy shit that we just talked about, not the illegal shit that we just talked about, but all the other stuff, the taking candy from babies or getting blind drunk every night, frequenting strip clubs or whatever, that helps keep those advocates of Jehovah away from you, okay? And they'll show up in all kinds of forms, too, whether it's, you know, these Jehovah's Witness nuts that knock on my door. You know, because of my deal that I brokered with Satan, these people are knocking on my door every goddamn day. Thankfully, I'm not usually here, okay? But they're trying to recruit me. They know that I'm rolling. They know that I'm a player here in this big system. So you want to make sure that, first of all, that's not the case. If you have the urge to backslide, their propaganda about paradise and everything else, just keep in mind, ask yourself, what kind of paradise is it to you if all you do there is sing hymns to the holiness of Jesus Christ's ass? Okay? Obviously, there's a hole in it. It's an ass. But if that's your idea of paradise, if that's what you think you do, first of all, Satan doesn't want you if you think that's your idea of paradise, all right? Just keep that in mind, though. That's not where you want to be for eternity, folks.
Right on. You don't. No, I mean, I mean.
Oh, we got. Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
Well, we got a caller, but no, he can wait. Yeah. It's just Zach.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll put him up for a minute because, well, he's constantly on my ass about it anyway. So, now I was just thinking to myself, there's nothing cool about hanging out with a bunch of winged fucking genderless fucking creatures, man. They don't fuck, they don't drink, they don't do anything but sing and hang out in the sunshine.
No, it's worse than that. All those assholes that go to church, all those fuckers that are always being good and not doing anything fun, that's who you're going to be spending eternity with. You're going to be spending eternity with your grandmother or some shit. Now, your grandmother might have been a nice enough lady, but she's definitely not, you know, swinging around a stripper pole and getting drunk. That wasn't, well, my grandmother did. But most other people's grandmothers, that's just not what they were about. So you don't want to hang out with those people. You want to hang out where the party is, and hell's going to be where the party's at. So just keep that in mind. If you're tempted to backslide, if you're tempted to reverse on your contract, and read the fine print, folks, because if you reverse on your contract, it's not fucking pretty. Just keep Faust in mind. He reversed on his contract. The shit went down bad for Faust.
Right.
Okay, let me bring Zach on the line here. Let me bring Zach on the line. 619 area code. You are on the ooze. What's on your brain, man?
Gentlemen, how you doing? I got a quick story to tell you. You guys ready?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was 16, right? You know, been in Satanism for a few years. I wanted to kind of solidify the pact with the devil, right? I wanted to make sure that there's no turning back. Like, you know, I'm not going to find Christ, you know. Down the road, I'm just going to, you know, commit to this, you know, full throttle right now. And I did. I read a book called A Razor for a Goat, and it had a ritual of sorts on how to sell your soul. So I did the ritual, sold my soul. You know, I asked for the typical, you know, 16-year-old request. You know, I want to fucking be a rock star. I want $1 billion. I want a bunch of bitches. You know, I mean, typical things, right? Well, nothing happened, right? You know, I waited around. I don't have a musical bone in my body, so I guess it was kind of unrealistic to expect that I'd be a rock star. Well, some rock stars don't have any musical bones in their body. But anyway, when I was 26, man, I'm living in Seattle, right? I didn't have a car. I walked to the liquor store, and I got there like 3 minutes before last call, right? And the motherfucker locked up the goddamn fucking beer, you know. He locked up the beer like 3 minutes early. I was like, dude, that's not cool, man. I walked here in the fucking blistering rain, to get me a beer. So anyway, I walk outside. I'm all pissed off. There's a 69 Charger sitting in the parking lot, right? And that's like my dream car. And there's this dude that looks kind of like Rob Zombie, kind of like that. And he's like, dude, get in.
Okay.
I'll drive you home. I'll drive you home. So I get in, and he's got a fucking case of Guinness and a carton of Camel lawn filters in his back seat. He grabs beer. He just looks at it and just blows it. You know, it's not a twist off. It's a pop top, and shit fucking fell off. You know, I was like, hey, wow, that was a cool trick. He's like, well, you called me. What is it you want? I'm like, what do you mean I called you? Like, you called me. Remember when you were 16 and you were high on LSD and you sold your soul to the devil? I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, what took you so long? Dude's like, well, I'm busy, man. You know, souls are cheap these days, man. I'm sorry. I got to you as soon as I could. He's like, well, you know, what exactly do you want? I said, you know what? What do you have to offer? He's like, well, I got this case of Guinness minus one, because he's drinking one. We're blowing about 130 miles down the fucking Maple Valley Highway in Seattle. Yeah, he gives me the case of Guinness. He gives me the carton of smokes. And I said, you know what? Okay, we'll do this, because my soul ain't worth shit. But I want to know one thing. I want to know, when I go to hell, you're not going to have a pitchfork up my ass for all eternity, are you? He's like, well, only if you want me to. I'm like, no, you know, I'm not big into the ass thing. I said, you know, what? All I really want, Satan, is I want, can you give me like a Motel 6, right, with like a whore for all eternity? Is that cool? He's like, you know what, man, you really sell yourself short. You really undercut yourself, man. What I'm going to do for you, I'm going to give you the equivalent of like a Marriott suite. Not a penthouse, but a Marriott suite. I'm going to give you three whores. But I'm going to make them shapeshifters because, you know, you're going to get sick of fucking the same three girls for all eternity. I was like, Satan, really? That's awesome. He's like, yeah. He goes, but you have to be below Elvis Presley. Elvis is going to be above you because it's like a fucking 666-story building. He's like, Elvis is going to be above you, and he likes to dance, and he likes to party. So that's how I'm going to torture you. I said, oh, I like Elvis. Cool. That's my story, guys.
Now, you see, and that's the kind of thing that works. I mean, if you're talking about Satan, Satan's not going to try to screw you, okay, unless you want him to, okay? Satan's going to make sure he's looking out for you. You wanted a Motel 6 and one whore or whatever, he made sure that you're getting a Marriott and three whores, okay? So, you know, and he's rotating them out. Now, that's a sweet deal. Anybody who says otherwise is just out of their fucking mind. That's a sweet deal. And if you can get more if you're willing to do more, if you're willing to be a broker, if you're willing to go out there and just totally, you know, make yourself legend in the minds of these people that are shocked by the immorality of the world and everything else. And so, yeah, you can always get whatever deal that you want to get with Satan because your soul has value to him. Even though it's useless to you, it has value to him.
Correct. Correct. He collects them. He collects them. And apparently he's saying that hell's filling up quick. So, you know, if you want to make a deal with Satan, you should probably do it pretty soon because hell is starting to become like beachfront property. It's starting to get expensive. It's starting to get congested. So now it's time to do it,
folks. There is a time factor. Absolutely, absolutely. There is a time factor to all this. You're running out of time to make this deal. If you're going to make this deal, if you're going to make it happen, you need to make it happen soon. And the other thing that you brought up in your story that I wanted to point out, in your contract, if it is that if you want something, you want $1 billion or whatever, don't just say you want $1 billion. Say you want $1 billion now, and you want to keep it, to have access to $1 billion your entire life, okay? You want to make sure that you work in those little caveats, those little time factors into your contract. Otherwise, you might get $1 billion at the last second of your life. You don't want that to go down, okay? Because, you know, as much as Satan's looking out for you and everything else, he's also kind of a fun, you know, funny guy. He likes to pull pranks. He likes to make jokes and everything else. So you want to make sure you're pretty specific in the language of your contract.
Man, I'd have to agree, man. You need to be really specific with him because he's almost like a genie. Well, you know, he might grant you that wish, but it will be on his terms. You need to be real specific, and I wasn't. You know, but I'm cool. You know what? And I'm glad I didn't ask for to live to be 666 because, you know, I'll probably live to be fucking 45 or 50, right, with my lifestyle. But that's cool because I got the Marriott waiting for me with three whores, you know. Oh, fuck, I forgot to negotiate beer in it, though. That sucks. Oh, well.
Well, you know, Elvis worked beer into his deal.
Okay, yeah.
So when Elvis isn't busy possessing Danzig, he's at the Marriott drinking. I'm sure that, you know, you can go check out Elvis and that he can hook you up with some beer. He's got to listen to his bullshit stories. So that's the downside. That's the torture when it comes to Elvis, is he likes to fucking talk. Okay, so, but if you can deal with that shit, yeah, you'll get your beer, whatever, your deep fried peanut butter jelly sandwiches and everything else. Yeah, Elvis is the man as far as all that shit's concerned.
You know, and I'm assuming at the Marriott in hell with 666 floors, you know there's got to be a lounge. There's got to be a bar lounge. There's got
to
be a bar lounge.
There you go.
All right, gentlemen, I'm going to let you guys go so you can finish your show. Nice talking to you guys.
All right, cool.
Thanks for calling.
Well, we got another caller on the line, man.
Right on.
Do you want to say something before I bring him on?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. 661 area code. You are on the Ooze Outbreak. What's on your brain, man?
Hi. Is this the episode of the Ooze that's talking about how to sell your soul to the devil?
Yes.
Now, I had a question. I'm affiliated with a group that's a well, they're an anti-Semitic group that's against gays and homosexuals and lesbians, and they're known as the Joyous Sitchin. And I was wondering what the difference was between your methods and their methods. I mean, I'm sure, are you familiar with their methods?
No, unfortunately, I'm not. I mean, and since I'm not familiar with them, I would have to say that, A, they don't represent anything to do with Satanism, because if they did, I'd be familiar with the contacts I have, with the people I know, and the entities I deal with. If the Joyous Sitchin or whatever it was.
I happen to be a group of theirs for quite some time, and it's worked pretty well for me, and I just wanted to contribute my two cents. See, when I, like, slit my wrists and I scream, I hate my parents, and I worship Satan, it tends to work for me.
Well, if that works for you, I mean, that works for you. That wouldn't be the method I would recommend.
But that's what Satan wants of all of his followers.
Yeah, that hasn't been my experience. And like I said, I've brokered a pretty good deal as a Satanist, having sold my soul to Satan. I didn't have to do any of that. I mean, as a matter of fact, I think maybe you got a little bit screwed on that deal.
Well, I don't understand.
Well, you got screwed on that deal. You had to slit your wrist and say you hate your parents or whatever. You know what? You might not have been dealing with Satan. You know, because there's a lot of these low wage, low rent players. They're not major players in this whole universe chess game that's going on. They're kind of low level entities and everything else. I mean,
it was a lot better than the other organization. I forgot the name of it already, but it had some guy and his face was on a song. And I just, you know, I couldn't stand that one. And that didn't work too well, but this one worked great. And I just wanted to share it with everybody in the entire world. I wanted to come out and say that.
Okay, well, you've come out and said that, not to everybody in the entire world, just the dozen or so folks here on the line. But
all right, just something to consider.
Okay, then. Well, you have a great night. And gone. So anyways...
Now, when you said he might have gotten a little bit screwed, they got raped with the fucking city bus.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's the other thing you need to be careful about. When you're selling your soul to Satan, Satan's not going to ask you to do anything fucking crazy. He gives a shit whether you hate your parents. He gives a shit about you cutting your wrist or anything else. He wants to know that you can have a good time. He wants to know that you're a party kind of guy and that you're smart, which is why he doesn't want you to have to write that contract. He wants you to fill that fucking thing out. He wants to see just how together your shit is, how far forward-thinking you might be. So Satan's not going to be asking you to do anything stupid, okay? If you got somebody asking you to do something stupid, it's probably, like I was about to say, one of these universal slumlords, basically. They've got maybe 3 or 4 dozen souls that they're dealing with or whatever that they represent. They're trying to broker a better deal for themselves with Satan, as a matter of fact, typically. And they're hoping that, you know, they're 3 or 4 dozen souls, 3 or 4 dozen dumbass souls, basically, you know, partially retarded souls, are going to be worth something to Satan. And yeah, and that's between Satan and that guy. That's nothing to do with me because, you know, I've got my deal worked out. It sounds like Zach's got his deal worked out. I know fucking Elvis got his deal worked out. So, you know, just stick to, you know, the basic principles that we're expressing here on the radio show tonight, it's not that hard, okay? Sell your soul to Satan. Make sure you get a good deal. Consider brokering as a soul, you know, as a minion of Satan. Make sure you got yourself a good deal in the afterlife as far as what it is you're going to be doing for eternity. And just go out there and enjoy it. You know, don't hold back on anything you might do. That's basically all there is to it.
Right on, man. What I'm trying to figure out right now, and this is something that would definitely I'd have to work into my contract. I would want to know what he intends to do with the soul. You know, what is it? Its intrinsic value to him.
Well, so, and this is my understanding, okay? Basically, like I said, there's no war really going on. All this talk of war and everything else, that's just some guy trying to scare you into, you know, going with the other team, okay? Basically, the soul to him is just basically, you know, you've got an argument, one side or the other. Either the idea that total authority is what's needed in the universe, that you have to have some guy who says he's the king, he runs everything, and you listen to him and kiss his ass. Or you got the party guy, the guy that says, you know what, everybody's equal, and we can all come together on consensus and really run this universe in a way that makes sense for everybody. So those are the two sides of the argument. And what they decided to do is they decided, you know what, every person out there with free will, let's give them a vote, okay, by saying, who do you want to hang out with? Do you want to hang out in the house of Jehovah, singing hymns and kissing ass for eternity, or do you want to party in hell? So you're a check mark, basically, in favor of the I want to party in hell plan, okay? Now, it's important to Satan that he gets as many check marks, that he gets as many souls as possible, because he wants to say that he can decisively win this argument. That way we all get the party, okay? If Satan loses his argument, then we all end up, you know, kissing ass and singing hymns and shit like that for the other team. We don't want that. So that's why it's important to Satan that he gets your soul.
Okay, so inevitably he's still brokering this whole deal too then.
Right, exactly. I mean, he's a player in this. They have this agreement. One side or the other is going to win. One side or the other is going to be proven correct, okay? And as things are going right now, it's my understanding that we're way in the lead, but there's still a ways to go, okay? In the meantime,
right,
you want to make sure that you're getting the best possible deal.
Right on. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it makes no sense not to get the best possible deal. You know,
You're absolutely right. It is your soul. It is eternity and everything else. And even though it's a commodity that you yourself really have no use, you know, for, the idea that these two heavyweights are out there challenging or are bidding for your soul, that puts you in a very lucrative position.
Right on. It's kind of like, I guess, selling a lump of shit. You know,
if there are people who are interested in buying a lump of shit, it's exactly like that.
Right on.
But I like it. The lump of shit analogy, I mean, that's good. I like to think of it as a piece of gold, okay? Now, you know, gold, really you can't do anything with it. You can't make tools with it. You can't feed your family with it unless you trade it for something else. Gold, you can't do anything with directly as a person, you know, as an individual. But if there are people out there that are willing to give you pretty much whatever it is you request for that lump of gold, well, then you should, you know, broker. You should barter. You should work out some deals.
Right on. I think the first thing that you want to make sure that you do is install the mute box for any annoying voices. You know, that's got to, like, be part of the contract. You know, if there's something I don't want to hear, the sound just automatically shuts off.
Or even, you know, what's even more fun is head exploding power. If you don't have head exploding power, you haven't lived. And this is simply when you look at somebody and they piss you off, their head explodes. So if
right
you get yourself some head exploding power, that's the way to go. That's the ultimate mute box right there.
Sure. That definitely is. I can't say shit through an exploded head, so.
So if anybody has any questions, If anybody has any questions about, you know, selling your soul, working your best deal, if you have questions about your potential contract when you sell your soul, we got about 10 minutes remaining. The phone number is 347-989-1371. We'll be happy to take your questions. We can talk about writing that contract, what's involved in being a soul broker, how that works. What to, you know, what to look for in hell, just what is the potential, and really the sky is the limit. Other than, you know, worshiping God, you pretty much can do whatever the hell you want. You just got to make sure that you work it into your deal. So any questions you might have in the last 10 minutes, 347-989-1371.
Right on. Well, I mean, another thing you can start doing as well is you could be a knock-around guy. You know, go and collect the unpaid soul debts, you know, from the people who reneged afterwards. I'm sure that'd be a fun job.
Absolutely, and that's something that, and that's the kind of thinking, that's the kind of things that Satan is going to ask occasionally of the folks that he has who have, you know, sold their souls and worked out their deal. And how hard is it, you know? You go to somebody's door, you knock, you go, hey, you know what? You made a deal with Satan. He lived up to his end of the bargain. Now all he wants to do is for you to live up to yours. And if you can't do that, well, then you know what? You read your contract. It's, you know, the penalty time of the phase of the contract we've entered into. And whatever that penalty phase is, I mean, first of all, you're accomplishing two things. First of all, you're working for the man, okay, which that's always a good time, all right? It's always fun to go work for the man. And that whole thing we talked about, seasoning your soul, making sure that, you know, you got enough tank going on, that you're interesting when you're down in hell, when you're in hell or whatever. Well, that's the other thing you're doing. Get creative with it, you know? These stories about, you know, piano wire and broken knuckles and everything else, that was probably one of Satan's minions, you know, just making sure that the guy was the guy who reneged on his deal, you know, realized his mistake.
Right on. Right on. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to renege on a contract, it makes sense that there has to be some kind of consequences involved. You're bringing it on yourself at that point.
Absolutely, absolutely. And why? That's the thing that always blows my mind, is why would you do that? I mean, what are you getting? If you think you're going to get a better deal on the other side, first, you're out of your fucking mind, all right? But see what they'll offer you. I mean, they've got their book down here. They offer everybody this, like, the exact same cookie-cutter deal, okay? Eternity in a palace with an infinite number of rooms. Well, what are we talking about, a 6x9? What type of room are we talking about?
Right,
you know, a city with streets worth of gold. Well, why, you know what? But if it's no good if you can't pick it up and you can't spend it on something, what's the point? So you're walking on gold. Big deal. And eternally basking in the light of Jehovah's ass. You know what? I think I can get a better deal elsewhere. That's the idea that I advocate here tonight.
Right on, man. It sounds to me like, basically, if anybody's interested in doing this deal, what I'm going to do after this show is I'm going to go set up a email address specifically for people interested in having Jason broker their soul. That email address is going to be sellyoursoul@fearthebeast.com. And you just type it out. I will get you in touch with Jason. We'll work out your contract and get you going.
And it's really simple to do. When you contact me about brokering your soul, first of all, I'm going to be looking out for you. So all you need to do is figure out what it is you want. We'll take you through the system step by step. What is it that you want? How long do you want to have to enjoy it? What kind of expectations do you wish to fulfill once your soul is in hell? Okay, it's a real simple program, and we pretty much can work out anything. So if you're interested in that, and I don't make a commission off of these things. It's my pleasure to do these things for other people. So, you know, it's my gift to you to broker your soul with Satan, although there may be a side processing fee.
Right, right. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you're getting brownie points with the man upstairs, and then you need a little bit of something for your trouble. So, you know, the processing fee works out real good.
Right, it's no trouble at all, really, but, you know, paperwork's paperwork. And, hey, while we're here in the United States as a capitalist society, we got to pay for that paper. So, yeah, we got to, you know, that will be part of the deal, the processing fee. But if you email sellyoursoul@fearthebeast.com, email that, let TC know that you're interested in everything else. We'll talk about what the processing fee is when you let us know you're interested.
Right, I'm no need to bore people with the details at this moment. You know, that's more for the serious buyers, so to speak.
Right, exactly, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And please, when you do contact us, make sure that you're we'll answer. You know what? No, you know, we'll answer any questions. That's fine. If you send an email, you got a question about selling your soul, brokering your soul, how to work out that contract or whatever, send us your questions. We'll be happy to answer any questions. And if it's a serious inquiry, we'll talk about the pay scale as far as the process fee is concerned.
Right on, right on. So again, that's sell your soul at fearthebeast.com.
So now people might be wondering, is this legit? Is this really? I mean, do they really have such a good deal? I mean, there are crazy people out in the streets right now who talk about Satan and everything else, and they're homeless, okay? And those crazy people, you know what? They're not even really human beings. They're just repositories for demons who are possessing people, and they're in between. You know, they don't want to go straight back to hell because it's a hell of a commute, right? So it's basically that's like a rental apartment place for demons while they're actually moving around doing their shit. So don't let that throw you off. But if you're wondering how cush the whole selling your soul to Satan thing is, I'm a tattoo artist. I love to draw and everything else. And that's why I've gotten out of life. There's a challenge there for me still. I get up every morning. I have a reason to be awake. But I've got a wonderful woman. No money issues. I do what I love as far as the living is concerned, and it only gets better. That's the thing about my plan. I didn't want to have it all at once. I wanted it to come gradually. So as my life continues throughout, I did broker for 666 years. So as things continue, I just become more and more satisfied with my life.
Right on, man. Right on, absolutely. So, again, we got only a couple minutes left, but sell your soul at fearthebeast.com. What I'd actually like to do with the people's permission, I'd like to post these contracts up. Just kind of as a formality so that everybody can see that this agreement does exist between you and Satan. And, we'll go from there. So, again, sell your soul at fearthebeast.com. Check that out. Jason, it's been an awesome show. Incredible. Of course, you're always insightful. You always seem to know what to do. It's awesome. I'm glad that this was the 111th show. It makes perfect sense. It's probably something I'll blog about later this week. I heard Matt and Zach really took care of business the past 2 days, while I was gone out of town, basically selling my soul. I'd really like, I'd like to get some feedback, see how they did. I've been thinking to myself, maybe, we might do a little something special with those two episodes, because it's not very often that you guys don't have to listen to my bullshit while everybody else is having fun. So, that's it, man. That's all I got to say.
Well, I guess, this being the 111th show, kind of a milestone, and with the listeners we have, I mean, our listeners rock, because they go out and they tell other people about this show. They go out and they tell other people, you got to listen to this shit. And I'm sure sometimes you got to listen to this stupid shit these guys are talking about, or you got to listen to this deep shit these guys are talking about. So our listeners are awesome. And I don't know, I'm sure Matt and Zach feel the same way I do. We really appreciate UTC, and this is an ass kissing right here, because we all work hard at this fucking show, putting the news together. But we're very thankful that you've taken the time and invested your effort into putting this show together, and thankful that you've taken that, you've let us kind of ride on your fucking wagon and do what we do with you on these shows. So kudos to you, man, and I can't wait till we get up to the 666th show. That's just ridiculous.
That would be ridiculous, and at my estimation, we only got about a year and a half till we get there, so.
Right on.
Right on. So with all that being said, I appreciate the thanks. It's really honestly, you guys make it worth doing, so it's a mutual thing. That's it, man. I guess we'll go ahead and roll out, huh?
Sell your soul to Satan. We're out. Later.
Thank you for listening to the Ooze. Opinions expressed by our guests or callers do not necessarily represent the opinions held by TC, Zach, Jason, Matt, or any other institution represented by them. If you have been offended by the production of this show, we are sorry, but as the old expression goes, tough luck. Special thanks to Dad, the Rocky DeRoma, for his contribution to this outro. The Ooze is the Creative Oddity Studios product and is presented by Titanic International Network as its official Blog Talk radio show. Why waste your time with those other guys?